Hello and welcome to The Brick News, the weekly show on all things brick building, where we talk about set updates and announcements from all the major brands, mocks of the week, and a few reading recommendations as well. Information is presented, as always, by setdb.org, the best source for set information on the internet. And as always, this is where we are going to go. We will start with the brand Blue Bricks, because we go through the brands in alphabetical order, as we do every week now. 108521 is the first set spaceship of the Eccentric, my apologies, scientist. I'm pretty sure a lot of you who see this picture, by the way, we have a video version of this podcast, not only on YouTube, but usually also on Spotify. It takes a while because it's a manual process, but usually I upload it over there as well as we do on TikTok. Anyhow, for those of you who see this, by the way, everybody who's just listening to the audio version of this podcast can also just go down below in the podcast show notes. All the sets I will talk about here are linked as well directly into the set to be. Anyhow, this spaceship, of course, may be familiar to some of you. It's basically a UFO, right? And then with a portal behind it, it's going to have 664 pieces. As always with Blue Bricks, they do the announcements usually many, many months before the set is actually available. So with the announcement now, I would do assume it's going to be available somewhere in the ballpark of 6 to 9 months from now. However, good to know. Then a quick update on a couple of sets where we have now information from Kobe directly, more pictures. So first of all, an airplane from World War One, a 1x32 scale Fokker DR1 Red Baron, Der Rote Baron in Germany, 2996. So this man was actually one of the most famous pilots, at least on the German side, during World War One, Manfred von Richthofen, the Red Baron, and then with his dog Moritz in German, who is available in the set as well. So this is, he was called the Red Baron because he put, I mean, he was a baron. That's actually the von in the German name. So I don't know what is the best English translation for that. How are English lords called? Anyhow, this is basically what German do. If people are an aristocrat, then this is in their name. Anyhow, he actually put red color on his airplane because he was so confident in his skills that he wanted to make sure that everybody, including every enemy, could clearly see him. However, at the end of the day, he did die. Anyhow, Kobe has now, like I said, more information on the set. So if you're interested in this one, as far as I can tell, so far, no announcement yet by any international outside Germany, by any retailer, but I guess this will follow slightly after. The same is true for the RMH Royal Majesty's ship, or I think it was a post ship, right? A Royal Majesty's Postal Service ship? I don't know. The Titanic. Everybody knows this. Kobe has announced quite a while ago, actually, that they will bring this Titanic back again. I think it's one of their most famous models of all time. And this is now a 1x700 model. So these are actually quite small. 1680. Actually, I should add this to SETIB. I think there is... there are markers here, so this thing will just be 15 inches, so slightly below 40 centimeters, relatively small. It is far away to from the 1x300 scale ships that Kobe is doing in the military area. And of course, they did do a Titanic in the past, 1x300, so this is now their newest ship. However, what is more interesting is their sister ship, which I think is the very first time available from Kobe, and that is the HMHS Britannic. 1681. So this is the hospital ship. So I think the Britannic was out of the three ships the youngest one. I think the Titanic was in the middle and Olympic was the first one. Anyhow, Britannic actually never made it into civil service because then for World War One started and was immediately put into military service as an hospital ship, and never came out of the war. So as a result, it was never in civil use, to my knowledge. And anyhow, I think from a brick build design, I guess it's pretty similar. However, it does have the different color scheme and, of course, also other slight adaptations to its service as a hospital ship. With that, moving on to a set. Oh, by the way, I should mention, this case here, we do actually have a listing. It's not yet available, but Warbrix has this in their listing for $70 US. And then with RAM, we have now also more pictures on the 1x35 RAM, Dodge RAM pickup truck, 24607. So for those of you who are collectors of these 1x35 who are simply looking again for a US-based vehicle brand, which is not that common with Kobe, as far as I can tell, this may be for you. 183 pieces. This is what we know. It's roughly a little bit more than 6 inches or 16 centimeters in length. So it's a small vehicle. And we have first listings over here in Europe for €23, over in the US for $30 US. However, in both cases, not available yet. And then also more information on the Funhole Record Store. I think I did talk about this one, yes, back in November. However, back in the day, it was just from a Chinese retailer. And now we have official information from Funhole themselves, 9058, the record store out of the Town series. What was it called again? Town Life series. So I think it is the biggest one. No, actually, the Antique Store and the Streamer Theater are basic, both of them a lot bigger. This is not easy to see, right? Because the record store looks almost the same size. I would even argue if you look at it, it feels even bigger than the Streamer Theater. However, it is actually smaller or has a smaller piece count, to say the least. It is a modular building. And like I talked about a couple of weeks ago, it is actually highly modular, much more modular than many, many other buildings are. And of course, the huge benefit that Funhole has, and in fact, a lot of companies are switching in that direction, unfortunately, Lego does not, is that these buildings are no longer on a base plate. A base plate is maybe nice if you have already a city that is entirely built based on base plates. Okay, then you don't care. Then you actually may want base plates because you want to have everything compatible. However, the huge drawback is that the building, of course, in its modularity is highly restricted because a base plate is just a base plate. So, for instance, what Funhole can do here now is they can basically allow options like to open up the entire building, which I think is amazing. First of all, it does look nice, I think. It could look nice on the shelf, right? Especially if you have, you know, if you're creative with your minifigures and everything inside the building, you have certain scenes that you want to arrange. I mean, imagine, Lego could do so many amazing things if they would do the same thing. Just imagine about, I don't know, if they would have done sets like Central Perk. Put this into an actual modular building and you can look on the inside, you have all your scenes and you can take a look at it, but you can also just close it like Funhole supports here and then you have just a regular modular building as is standard. Anyhow, Funhole themselves, they have listed this set for around $160 US. However, as always, Funhole is also listing these sets in different Amazon stores. For instance, Amazon US, they are listing this one in for $135 US or Canadian $185 roughly. So multiple options. Anyhow, if you're interested, check it out. Anyhow, with that, we're moving on to K-Box. And here we have a lot more Pacific Rim sets. As far as I can tell, they do have an official license. At least that's what the box says. And usually companies are kind of, even in China, are kind of careful not putting stuff like this, including logos and stuff where trademarks are on a box, if this is not actually properly licensed. So that's why I do assume that this is the case. Anyhow, I will not go into that much detail because I've actually never seen the movies. I think I started the second one for like 20 minutes and then I stopped. Not really my cup of tea. However, if you're a Pacific Rim fan, K-Box now has you covered. Basically, they have mechs, suits, I don't know, hunters. I think they're called hunters, right, in the movie. Anyhow, I will call them mechs for now. They have them basically in two different sizes. So there are a couple like this one here in the 10314 that has 1,742 pieces. So in the ballpark between 1,500 and 2,000 pieces, usually in Asia around $70. And then they have a couple of smaller ones, like for instance, this one here, the Saber Athena 10310, that is in the ballpark more like 600 pieces, so roughly 30% of the other one. And this is in the ballpark of around $25 to $30. So all in all, I will list all of them down below. So please check them out. There's not much I can show you here right now, because for every Mac I have, unfortunately, Suite or Hunter, whatever, I have only one picture. And actually these pictures are, as you can see here, are render pictures. So there is, the brick design is included to a certain degree, but there are, yeah, it's also a lot of, let's say, there, a lot of stuff has been rendered in the picture. The other thing we can skip, I do apologize. Sometimes I am in this situation because I do this show in two different languages, and basically an international and a local German version. And in Germany, actually in Emerson, Germany, Fallout Red Rocket is available since this week. However, it does not seem to be in other Amazon stores, which is quite unfortunate. That's I was providing this update that this is now available. So not for most of you, at least if you're not an Amazon Germany customer. So no big update here, but it's on the thumbnail. So I wanted to mention it at least, because I do, you know, I'm lazy, do the same thumbnail both for the international as well as the local German version. Anyhow, let's move on to Mork. And here we have two more bookends, what they call in bookend. First, the 28007, it's called the musical instrument bookend, which basically means you can just put this on the shelf and use this on its own. I think these are quite nice dioramas, but and then you can use them as a bookend as well. For whatever reason, the violin has a lot of flowers attached to it, which I think personally is a bit weird, not really my cup of tea, but all in all quite nice actually. I think this should fit very well. Also, if you're a musician yourself and you know you have your notes and everything, then you may want to put this in between these two. And I think the flowers from the violin you could also relatively easy remove. However, if a violin and pianos are not your cup of tea, but space fair space travel actually is, or science, then we have also the space bookends, the 28006, 1623 pieces, and you have actually an astronaut and a space shuttle in here. So it seems to be US/NASA driven, and this is going to cost you in Asia around $56. Actually, the other one was $54, so roughly in the same ballpark. Same thing, I do believe they do look quite nice. So if you're into science, for instance, you have books that do fit the theme, then this could be amazing, even for science fiction novels, right? I mean, I don't know. Yeah, there could be The Martian or stuff like something like that. It could be quite interesting, or I don't know, Hail Mary project, like hard fiction stuff could fit in this one as well. So yeah, actually a nice idea. They also have lights included here on the picture. I guess these are kind of light bricks, so I'm not really sure if this is like a consistent light source that you could constantly use on your shelf, something like, I don't know, a Bricksmax or a light tailing kit. Not really sure about this one. Anyhow, two more bookends. With that, moving on to Mold King, and here we have the M1A2 main battle tank. Obviously, that is an Abrams. Actually, I don't know why Mold King is not calling it an Abrams. I don't know if there is any trademark or anything like that on this. Anyhow, everybody knows what it is. 20033. So this is a remote controlled tank again. So Mold King has done a lot of announcements recently, or pushed a lot of tanks into the market. And basically, that is always the same. They are system built. They are highly detailed. And in many ways, I think at least from the outside, they are able to compete with Kobe tanks, at least to a certain degree. But they always have this electronics block on the inside, which basically means you can drive it, but also you can drive the turret as well. As far as I can tell, however, you can only turn the turret. You cannot change the cannon's angle, stuff like that. Anyhow, if you're interested in a tank that is not just looking good, but also able to drive around, then this may be for you. I think there's not much we need to talk about with the Abrams, right? I mean, it's one of the most built battle tanks of the West, I guess it is. I don't know. I think there are a lot more Abrams than Leopard 2s, right? No, I don't know. I'm not really an expert. Anyhow, based on my knowledge, they have built more than 10,000 of these, and they are building them actually since the year that I was born. So this tank and I are of the same age, since 1979. Anyhow, you can buy this one, this set, for roughly a little bit more than $70 over in China. By the way, as always, and I keep repeating myself, I say this every week, keep in mind all the prices, take them with a grain of salt, because these are usually prices and I just have to pick a shipping destination. I cannot, you know, provide you with information depending on where you live. So usually I pick Central Europe because this is where I live. However, your mileage may vary and prices may be very different depending on where you live. With that, we're moving on to what Moltking is calling a Tatry Coloss 8x1. And they have two versions of these, one a green and a yellowish brown version. So Tatry, what is that? Of course, that one doesn't exist. This is a Tatra 813 heavy off-road truck developed by the Czechoslovakian company Tatra, and is primarily a military vehicle that was built in the late 60s until the early 80s. So it is a military vehicle, keep that in mind. It's from the Eastern Bloc, obviously. Czechoslovakia is not anymore, but back in the day they were. So this one has 4,733 pieces. I think the yellow one is exactly the same. So it's, I guess they are exactly the same when it comes to building technique. In fact, Moltking has done sets like these in the past, and usually they come even with the same instruction. You get one instruction. I don't know, one of the color schemes is in the instruction booklet, but I guess that's easy to figure out. Anyhow, huge technical vehicle. You can actually drive this one. It comes with 8 motors overall, so I do expect a lot of functionality, but also a lot of power on the 4 axles and the 8 wheels. It's also not a small set. It is roughly 67.5 centimeters in length. That is 26.5 inches. So this is not a small set. So maybe, I don't know, you need to transport a lot of stuff, then this may be for you. It's not cheap though. In China, roughly around $2,020. That's not cheap. Anyhow, with that, moving on to 3 new Peanut sets. So we had a lot of sets like these in the Little Prince series. Now this one is in Peanuts, 86903. So you have Snoopy here with a coffee machine, espresso maker, whatever you may call it, and a coffee mug. And then you have Snoopy on top. It looks beautiful, I must say, and you can buy this one in China for around $36. I do not have a listing yet from Pantasy's own store or from Amazon, but you can already start. If you can't wait for that, then this one may be for you. You can buy this directly from China. And then we have a set called Painting, 86902. By the way, as soon as we have the official Pantasy listing on these, I'm pretty sure the names are going to change. Anyhow, it's basically, you know, Snoopy and he wants to paint, which is amazing. Beautiful looking set. Again, $36. My personal highlight of the week is the Red House, 86901. And he, I just, you know, the typewriter just looks amazing, you know, with all the, you know, the written stuff flying out of it. I'm not sure how robust this building technique is going to be, but for sure it does look amazing. And then $36 for this one as well. So let's see and wait. As soon as we have more official information from Pantasy, I may pick up this one again here in the show. With that, we're moving on to TGL, and they are now also making a McLaren P1 GTR. Of course, they don't have a McLaren license, so they just call it the P1. 5040, 2,298 pieces. It's a 1x10 actually, which is missing in the set DB. So let me quickly fix this. And what else can we say? You basically pay roughly around between $70 and $80 depending if you want to have motorization or not. These sets are not small. Actually, I should fix the sizing as well. So unfortunately, out of my head, I cannot translate this one into inches, but sorry for you Imperial folks, but if you're in the metric system, it's 50 centimeters in length, 23.5 width and 13 height. So that's a pretty big boy. And it seems they also have it in 2 different colors. All of them are 1x10 though. And then we have from Tumu, the Cosmic Receiving Bay. So please let me know in the comment section if you know what exactly this is. The 1017, I guess it has a reference from reality, but also the sign on it just says receiving station, so that's why I'm not 100% sure. But anyhow, if you know more, please let me know in the comment section. Not a small set, and it seems it has metallic silver pieces in it, just a guess based on the picture. 1,375 pieces and roughly around $50. And then we have a couple more mini brick sets from Segao. Here we have, first of all, the building series with a department store, 612037. $500, 500 pieces, my apologies, $17. Keep in mind though, these are mini blocks or mini bricks or micro bricks, whatever you might call it. So that is basically to scale to regular bricks, but smaller. So basically what in the Lego world Duplo is in scale to regular bricks, just bigger. And this is the other way around. Lego is not making these, but a lot of Asian companies actually do. This is again different from what many people call diamond bricks, what Nanobricks is also making. These are kind of in between, but they are to scale. Anyhow, so we have four of these shops. They're basically all the same price. They are in a similar ballpark size-wise. So we have the repair shop, 612040. Then the breakfast hall, 612039. Again, same price. And then the bookstore, 612038. With that, we are moving on to four retro sets, again mini blocks, and here we have first a camera with 630 pieces, then we have a projector, 588 pieces, then we have a telephone, which personally I'm not really a big fan of from a color scheme perspective, too much gold and white. I would have preferred maybe something like a black version, something a little more, I don't know. Not as colorful as this one. Anyhow, 552 pieces, and then a coffee machine or an espresso maker, to be more precise, 662043. All of them are rough in the ballpark, slightly below $20. With that, we are done with set updates. Also, a quick update from our side. I've started, this is actually something that I've been doing on the German side for quite a while, and that is starting a list of brick events and exhibitions. So if you do have one that you want to have listed here, if you know folks who organize such exhibitions, please let me know. I'm still trying to figure out how to cover the international scene. I'm actually thinking about extending this to many, many other regions and countries as well. Basically, as an example, I started to do edit at a couple of the main events in North America, aka the US, plus Scarebig, of course. So please, you know, bring me into your local scene, let me know, and just drop a mail to info@merlinsbricks.com if you have good sources, if you have your own events, if you're a part of a LOOC that is organizing an event, it doesn't matter. I think it should be roughly from a country where, let's say, everybody should be able to read the website, so English-speaking countries, etc., or from other countries where actually an English version of the website exists, so this should be the main language. But then I'm happy to link like every event out there. That's at least the plan. And over time, when I have more data, more events, then also I will invest on the software side to make sure that people have easy ways to sort this and filter this, etc., etc. That's at least the goal, but I need more data. That's what we need to do first. So please let me know if you have A, lists, or B, just events that you're aware of. Just drop an email to info@merlinsbricks.com. I think you can basically write anything in front of the ad. Anyway, with that, we're moving on to Marks of the Week. And here we have from Marin Brick Design. Actually, I think he did kind of a Christmas calendar, like for every day, a small mark. And it's actually a ton of beautiful stuff. Small little things, including even alternate build or the modification of Lego's, the current Lego City Tractor. I think this one goes EOL this year. But anyhow, I mean, look at it. It's beautiful. But basically, it's a ton of small mocks, and I just picked one. I will put the link down below in the description or in the podcast show notes. And it's just a bazillion little, tiny, beautiful mocks around the Christmas time. It just, you know, you just have to smile when you look at these. There's a greenhouse, there's a diner, there's a boat, there's just so much stuff, and they all look beautiful. Anyhow, with that, we're moving on to something that is more, let's say, back to the Bible, let's say. A different interpretation of Christmas, baby Jesus and his parents, and the sheep herders, and even if you want to put in the three kings, then this may be for you a nativity scene by C.G. Elbe. I don't know. Elbe could be the German river Elbe. Not really sure how this is going to be pronounced, so my apologies for my ignorance. 1,010 pieces, though. $3. That's not too shabby. And yeah, I think it's a pretty nice nativity scene. I mean, here with, you know, with all the sheeps and everything, this is one way of what you can do. But of course, it's bricks, right? You can, you're not restricted as you are with a regular nativity scene, like made from wood or anything like that. You can just change everything depending on what your minifigure situation is. The general idea to have a brick-built nativity scene is for sure amazing. And yeah, this could be a good start. And $3 is not too shabby. And then a budget skyscraper by Alolex1, 821 pieces, $3 US for the instructions. And what I really like about this one is the approach. Technically, I haven't checked it out if Alolex actually is on the right track here, but the idea is to have a skyscraper design that is really cheap on the parts side, so it does not use too many pieces, as well as use regular, let's say, in quotes, cheap ones. I mean, Lego is never cheap, but you know what I mean. The idea is to have color piece combinations that are relatively easy to come by, which I think is a great approach. We need more of this. And especially skyscrapers, at least that's my perspective, is something that I like to have in a city. But of course, I want to design this on my own, but it's nice to have a good starting point, a robust starting point to make your own skyscraper. And if it's cost effective, then this is even better. So here you go. And then we have by Freddy Bricks Marks another UCS display kit, like a diorama, but for a UCS set. This case is for the newest UCS set, Jabba Sail Barge. And it's, of course, huge. I mean, this is gigantic, 6,500 pieces. The instruction is only $10 US, though. But yeah, it's really, really big. This designer, I think I did talk about those in the past, did this also for other UCS sets. The idea is always the same, basically just to have like a small diorama around the set. The set is still in the center, but because these sets are so big, also these dioramas are enormous. So please keep that in mind. They not only need a ton of pieces, but also they are just huge in size. Nevertheless, if you have Jabba Sail Barge and looking for something like this, and I think especially in combination also with the lighting kit, I have the one from Bricksmax, but the light tailing one or Light My Bricks or others may be noise as well. So this could be really, really cool as a display piece. And with that, as let's say the last one and the wrap up for today's show is the Line Knights Modular Town Gate by Bricksbyte. My apologies, 755 pieces, $7 US. And yeah, I don't know, Bricksbyte has an amazing portfolio of just these small little castle, line knights kind of style mock designs. I think they should all go very well with LEGO's Line Knights castle design. And yeah, they are just small and they make you smile. At least that's how this works for me. I'm not the biggest castle fan, to be honest. I'm more like into realistic or more realism into like medieval brick build design. But these look amazing as well. I'm still a big fan of the winter themed watchtower, but there are others as well. With that, we are done with this show. For those of you who watch this on YouTube, please leave a like or comment, or even better, subscribe to the show. The same is, of course, true no matter where you listen to this or watch this. Like, rate, follow, subscribe. I don't know. All this stuff is called different on every platform, but it's always the same. And always highly appreciated. With that, thanks for listening. See you next week.